This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis today took oath as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra along with two Deputy Chief Ministers, Shiv Sena's Eknath Shinde and Nationalist Congress Party, NCP's Ajit Pawar. The BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine had secured a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections, winning 230 out of 288 seats. The grand swearing-in ceremony held at Azad Maidan in Mumbai, where Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the Chief Minister and the two Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior union ministers, governors, chief ministers of NDA-ruled states, party officials and leaders of Mahayuti attended the ceremony. Parliament has given its nod to the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 with the Rajya Sabha passing it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. The bill is also aimed at empowering the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till tomorrow following opposition ruckus after BJP MP Nishikant Dubey made certain allegations against top Congress leaders as well as on the issue of Sambhal violence. During the 0 hour, Mr. Dubey, while citing a report by a French publication, said such forces are trying to derail the Indian Parliament and the country's economy. He alleged that Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, and some other opposition leaders, post such reports on their social media handles. The members from Congress, DMK and others created uproar in the House on the issue of alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and on Sambhal violence. In the Rajya Sabha also, the issue of a report by a French publication was raised. The Supreme Court has allowed the Commission for Air Quality Management to relax the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi to GRAP Stage 2. This decision comes in response to the recent improvement in the Air Quality Index, AQI, which has shown a consistent downward trend. A bench comprising Justice Abhay S. Oak and Justice Augustine George Massey took note of the submission by Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhatti that the average AQI levels have been below the 300 mark since November 30. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesen Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired the King's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both the countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. The Indian Coast Guard ICG has rescued 12 crew members of the sunken Indian vessel MSV Al Piranpir from the North Arabian Sea yesterday. The mechanized sailing vessel had departed from Porbandar in Gujarat and was en route to Bandar Abbas, Iran, before it sank in the morning hours yesterday due to rough seas and flooding. The Defence Ministry said that the ICG ship Sarthak was immediately diverted and proceeded at maximum speed to the reported location after receiving a distressed call. In women's cricket, host Australia defeated India by 5 wickets in the first one-day international of a 3-match series in Brisbane. Opting to bat first, the visitors were bowled out for 100 runs in just 34.2 overs. Chasing a modest target of 101, Australia reached the total comfortably in just 16.2 overs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended best wishes and congratulated the people of Nagaland on the completion of 25 years of the Hornbill Festival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled that he has fond memories from his visit to this festival a few years back and urged citizens to visit and experience the vibrancy of Naga culture. And that is the end of this news bulletin.